Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Apparently there's a digital delay. I got nervous.
I was a little concerned for the show's well being there for a minute.
Little bit. Oh, wow. Welcome, everyone. It is
Tuesday,
a little bit difficult these here, but we're all good. I'm feeling a little flushed, possibly because I've had too many glasses of red wine. I'm getting my holiday pregame on, but what can I say other than I'm a little...
I'm out of control!
Oh, my God.
You are a mess.
Oh, God.
Like,
I literally...
Man.
Miss Karen, I heard
you
were...
Oh, sorry.
Huh?
What? You did what? Oh, no, I was just saying, Miss Karen, I heard you were taking a little bit of a cat nap there.
Ooh! I don't know what I was thinking. I woke up, and I'm, like, literally for the last 20 minutes I've been trying to wake up. So, the show will help me actually, like, get my mind back.
Oh, wow.
Little beauty rest.
we're getting there. We're getting there. Jeff and I were talking a little bit before the show about some bloopers and stuff that we're putting together for sometime soon here over the course of our holidays. We're going to put together a little our sort of favorite memories, favorite moments sort of show for you guys. You know, and of course we're going to have bloopers in there because trust me when I tell you there's a lot of them from various conference calls that. My fellow co-host didn't know that I taped and, you know, some promo outtakes and
oh, Lord.
some other stuff. But what can I say?
I'm out of control!
Oh, okay. Wow.
This boy is a hot mess. So I have to tell you, today was my last day of work for daycare. Literally, the kids did not get out of, like, because there's a front porch, the foyer, and then the inside. They didn't even make it out the foyer, and I was screaming, "It's vacation!"
Mom!
The one father just turned around and kind of looked at me like, I'm like, "Get your kids and get out my motherfucking house, bitch."
He knows how his kid is, so multiply that times how many kids, and he's like, "Oh, okay, I get it."
Well, he's about to have a rude awakening because he is about to become a stay-at-home father. Today was the baby's last day, so it's very sad. Allie, you know, she was on the show with us. They're moving out of town and away, so her baby's last day was today, both of the kids. And, you know, I was just like, okay, you know what, I will be sad normally, but I'm about to go on a five-day vacation from work, so you got to get the hell out of my house. I'll be sad on Monday.
Right. I'll cry next week.
Yeah, you know, but it was, like, crazy because, you know, it's, like, her last day, and tell me how she started crawling.
Aww.
Oh, it's so
She's
cute.
Like, look, Uncle Jeffrey, look.
I know, so, you know, I took a picture and sent it to Allie, was like, ha, your baby crawling on her last day. I was like, did you know she's crawling? She's like, no.
Oh, wow.
So I'm probably going to get some hate mail.
Wow. I know, right? She's going to be like, I'm going to get you. She missed that moment by minutes.
It was great, though. It was so funny.
Yeah.
You know,
you've been with that baby
like,
forever.
I know. Five?
Right?
What?
You've been with the baby forever, right?
Well, since she was 6 weeks old, I've had her.
Oh.
So, well, she's only, let's see, her birthday was in April, or she was born in April. So I've had her, I think, since, like, May. And then, but I had her older brother. For a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
they've
been with me
awesome.
A long time. So it's pretty sad to see them go, you know, and I wish them nothing but the best. We've had a lot of fun. You know, Allie did the show with us for a while when she could because her work schedule is, like, insane. Like, I don't know how that bitch, like, functions in life because she just, you know, she works with the dead folks. And, honey, people die all the time. They don't care about your needs. I say dead folks are like baby. They don't. They're very inconsiderate and selfish. You know what about?
Oh wow. You know, okay. That actually brings up something I had written on our envelope here. I'm so glad you kind of gave me that segue. But I did want to just announce, or, you know, acknowledge, rather, Katrina's here, too.
Hi.
Hey, Malibu Barbie.
Hello. I look like Malibu Barbie right now. I have long extensions, really, really a dark tan, long nails, and I just did a photo shoot in a pink dress and a Hello Kitty necklace.
Well, I'm still waiting for pictures.
Wow.
Hello.
Love it.
I want to see that. That's got to be some hot stuff. What can
I
say?
Thank you. So, I'll send you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, hopefully it'll make it here with the whole digital delay thing that's going on. I don't know, between the British announcer chick, we were like behind by 2 or 3 seconds, and then Karen was taking a nap, and I don't even know. But Jeff brings up an interesting point about the dead folk. Okay, all right. So you guys know, I don't even know where he's going. I like the segue already.
I'm like, you brought up the dead folk.
Okay, so I had to work this past Saturday up in the Boston area, you know. So I go out and I'm doing my field claims, so I got to drive around a lot. I was driving from, I was on the South Shore, heading up from Quincy up to Roxbury, West Roxbury. So I get caught up in a friggin' funeral procession. Here's my thing. I understand that you're dead and people need to grieve and everything else, but do you need to take up the whole friggin' street? I sat for, oh my gosh, probably I was delayed by a good half an hour because of this funeral procession. But you know what the best part is? And I'm almost embarrassed a little bit to admit this on air, but ironically, Cummins Highway, head up in Dorchester, West Roxbury area. And I'm driving along. It's a two-lane highway. Two lanes on either side. So I'm in the right lane, and I'm driving along. And I don't know where the hell I was. I swear to God, I'm a space cadet sometimes when I drive. So I'm driving along, and the car in front of me, I must have went into the left lane to pass. But I stopped because there's a traffic light ahead. And I think I'm stopped because all the traffic is stopped. It turns out I stopped behind a parked car.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you and Katrina need to be hanging out about this whole driving issue.
The only reason I even picked up on it was because I'm sitting there, I'm looking around, I'm like, why the hell is the left lane going? What the fuck? Is somebody trying to make a turn up here? I'm looking, just still sitting there. Meanwhile, the funeral is letting out from the church, and the only reason it dawned on me that I was parked behind a car that was parked for the funeral procession was because this chick comes out from the church, opens the driver door, throws in her purse, closes the door, and walks on her merry way. I'm sitting there, I'm like, and okay, I drive a very well-labeled car for my work. It's a company car, so it's got advertisements plastered all over it. It's not like I'm driving around in a inconspicuous vehicle. This is well-labeled. You would know that it would not be part of a funeral procession. That's all I'm saying. But
wow.
You are such an asshole.
My thing is this. You're dead.
You know what's horrible, Michael? What if that poor person died in an automobile accident? They think of you coming to give them some money.
No, I'm coming to tell them their rates are going up.
Wow.
Oh, but my thing is this. Like, seriously, you're dead. You let your family can grieve, but do you need to, like, make the rest of us grieve with you? I mean, I'm aggravated. I'm sitting in traffic.
Obviously.
I expect the whole city to close down when I die, because I want everybody to get
my ass. Yeah, of course.
And then
it'll be many cities.
You know, I love pranking people, and I really want to put something in my will that when they have to switch caskets to go in the hearse.
Oh my gosh!
And I want one that's empty, just with like ashes in it, and I want them to like kick open the back door while they're on the highway, and if the casket fly out and bust open in front of everybody, and just ashes blow at them.
Oh, no.
Me, that would not be the greatest thing of all time.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Oof,
looks horrible.
Oh my God, I got so much eyelash on my windshield.
They would be like distraught and never the same for the rest of their lives.
Them bitches know I gotta go out with a bang.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, so I got out of the trap. What's that?
Empty Absolute bottles come rolling out the casket.
That'd be about right. Well, you know, it's funny because I was telling Jeff the other day, Karen and Katrina, I opted to purchase more life insurance through work. I took out another $25,000 policy in addition to the couple I already got. So he's like, make sure you make me a beneficiary on one of those. I want at least 30%.
Do you need my social security number? What you need? Let me help you fill out that paper.
I'm like, I don't think it works that way. I think it all has to go to one person. He's like, No. You can give the one policy to your family, but sign over this one to me. I go, no, this one is for me. I'm the beneficiary. When I die, I expect to be buried with this money.
He's such an asshole.
Who causes that?
Honey, me, because I'll be dragging his dead-ass body to the bank, putting him in the passenger seat, and like, he's right here. You need his thumbprint. Hold on.
I don't know how we got on the subject of death and funerals and life insurance on the day before Thanksgiving. The day before Thanksgiving.
Well,
that's what I'm calling this.
We're thankful we're all alive. How about that?
Yes, absolutely. But shout out from the chat room. Karen, they would like you to check your Facebook page or do some Twittering or something.
Uh-oh. They were right. There was some nasty stuff on my page yesterday.
Nasty?
Yes, perverted stuff.
I didn't get to see it.
They're like, hey, I love you, and I hate when guys beep on women's faces. I'm like,
Why?
Hi, I love you. I hate when men beep on women's faces. Really? Really? Is that necessary? You don't even know me. Why would you say that? You weirdo.
Oh, my God. Hey. That is...
Like, that's going to make people...
Creeper.
You know what? He's a creeper.
Let me call you. Let's go on a date. Like, are you serious?
Great. People are so...
I know. He sounds like he's right up Michael's alley.
Oh, stop. You don't even get me started. I could tell you about this gentleman that I dated once that enjoyed the little golden showers, but this is a family show.
Oh, good
What's
Lord.
What's his name? What's his middle name? What's his last name? Where do you live?
Katrina.
I mean, you're not going to name names, but if he did, I drank a lot of water today, but if you were going to name a city, where would he live?
He would live in Syracuse, New York, specifically Cicero area. I don't recall his name, but we, ironically enough, we went on our first sort of date or whatever up by the Oswego Harbor, and it was raining, and, well, golden shower, that's all I'm going to say.
It was raining golden rain.
That it was.
Okay, now I need to go purge.
Purple rain. Golden rain was better than purple rain, I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord. Well, we should probably try to clean this up just a little bit.
Oh, okay, bitch. Go ahead and try to get your mop, because it ain't even going to work this time.
we do have an exciting show planned tonight where we're going to talk about our Thanksgiving plans, and we have a Thanksgiving turkey trivia quiz come up later. So all of you guys listening in the chat room, get your pad and your paper ready, because it's going to be fun. You guys know I love my turkey trivia. But so you guys heard all about Kim Kardashian, right? And this whole petition that's going on to boycott her show or have it removed from the E Network?
No,
No. Well, I'm so glad that you said that, Jeff, because I'm going to refresh it for you, cuz I got me a clip of the
I'm not thankful
I got me a
for
clip.
This.
good Lord.
He's so mad. He's so bothered.
Well, if I can't find it, we won't be listening to it. Bear with me. Okay, so Basically, what happened here, this woman from Colorado, Cindy Snyder, started a petition, sent it into the E! Network to basically have the entire Kardashian family banned from television. And CBS4 in Denver sat down with her to actually discuss the situation and her reasoning for doing so and the death threats that she's gotten since then. So take a listen.
It's not per se the Kardashians themselves. It's the show itself. It's the values of the show and what it portrays. I'm really sorry. I'm not aware of anybody in my neighborhood that's going out and leaking their own sex tapes. I'm sorry. They're also not as far as with Playboy that's got a mom behind him to say that's terrific.
While Snyder's disapproval of the show has gained support, there has been some serious backlash.
I've had death threats. That's been my latest in the past 2 days. I have had death threats.
Over the Kardashians?
Over the Kardashians. And I'm a Kim hater.
You seem to know a lot about the Kardashians for someone that doesn't watch the show.
Turn on your TV.
While she admits to only watching 3 episodes, Snyder can't seem to escape hearing news about the Kardashians. She hopes her petition will affect a change in programming.
Yeah, so, death threats. I mean, you know.
Why would you threaten someone for not wanting to kind of like, you know, I mean, I'm not against the Kardashians, but this woman has the right to like freedom of speech and freedom of, you know, and especially with everything that's going on and just the craziness of that show and it just seeming like that marriage is like all fake. Yeah, she has every right to protest and, you know, speak her mind, but like to threaten her life, like what is that about? Who does that? You know, I think it's so
lame. Yeah, well, apparently Kim Kardashian fans as well as Justin Bieber fans, because you guys remember when we were talking about the whole Mariah thing going on. I mean, they were all over her, which that's a whole nother scandal and a whole nother drama mess that we won't even touch on tonight because I'm taking a break from Justin Bieber. Taking a break. I'm out of control.
Well, you know what's funny is that we haven't talked about Lindsay. She's actually been quiet. She's actually been doing good.
She's on holiday for the holiday.
Oh, no.
good
Everybody
old
else
fire
is running
crotch. I miss my fire crotch. I miss her. It's kind of cold in here.
I think people are such attention seekers that it blows my mind that, you know, one, people want to, you know, kind of do the whole, like, I'm going to have this publicity show. Like, to me, she knew that she had to know Justin Bieber's people were going to come after her, like, guns blazing, you know? And, you know, this other chick who's, like, doing the whole, you know, I'm against, you know, the Kardashians. I mean, it's, I don't know, it seems like, I understand what she's trying to do. She's trying to prove a point, but then it also is kind of like, she kind of wants the, she did the big interview. She's, like, trying to get a little pub also.
Absolutely.
Her face. Oh, there's our girl. I got a little worried there for a minute. So I just have to tell you guys, you know, tonight is the final of Dancing with the Stars, and Ricky Lake just danced, and it was phenomenal. I just want to give a little shout-out to her. Thanks, Mike. Because while you guys went off on your tangent about that dumb bitch with a sex tape, I was watching Ricky Lake.
I didn't even get to watch the show or anything. Like, I didn't get to watch the finale or the last dance or whatever.
Honey, you can catch it tonight in 3 hours.
I know, yeah, totally, right?
So who's going to win?
Yeah, who's going to win, guys?
Do you want me to get, I'll give you a
spoiler. On the internet that Rob Kardashian actually surprised people and did well.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid for him.
He's not my favorite.
What?
He's not my favorite.
Have you been watching?
What do you guys think as far as what he did? Because, like, they had it on the news, and it was like people could not believe that he actually did really well. Did you think he did really well, or, I mean, what did you think?
I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, he, you know, he's clearly progressed throughout the entire, you know, 8 weeks that this has been on or whatever it is, that he's gotten better. But at the same time, if you guys remember, back towards the beginning, his sister there, our lovely Kim, got on her Twitter and, like, blasted all of her followers to call in and vote for
yes.
him. So do I think that if he wins, it's legitimate? No.
No.
Yes,
either.
You know what? I'll acknowledge that he's done it well. He's put in the effort. But at the same time, if he wins, I'm going to be the first one to sit here and clearly say that it's because his sister got on there and was like, vote for my brother, vote for my brother.
Right. But what else is she supposed to do? She has to support him.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
She can mind her business. She can mind her business.
Well, I mean, if my brother were on there, I'd have done the same thing.
Heck yeah, I'd have been.
I don't have a brother, but if I did.
Right.
If I had a brother. That reminds me of that song. If I had a hammer.
Jeff, if you and Mike would have been on there, I'd be sitting at on the front row crying every week. Like, there.
Honey, if I was on there, a lot of people would be being like, damn, because my ass crack would be all over America.
Woo, let's petition to get you on there then.
Honey, it's not my fault, because this time when I gained weight, my ass just didn't shape right. My butt crack's always showing, to the point where I really feel I need to go get a tattoo right above my ass crack that says, yes, I know.
Oh, Lord.
That's hilarious.
I try.
Okay, I want to see a picture when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Wasn't me.
What happened?
I don't know. It sounded like somebody just got beat up.
I was closing the trunk. I was backing up from this photo shoot, and I was closing the trunk. And it went...
Oh.
Yeah. That was not what you think. My story is sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
This girl, she just threw a body in the trunk.
I did. Don't tell anybody.
Somebody
it looks like it because it's a garment bag, but all of my dresses have built-in bras, so it does look like a body bag.
Law enforcement
oh, wow.
is not a body bag. It is just a garment bag with push-up bras in it, hanging, strategically placed.
There's some artillery in there.
This girl, you have lost your mind.
I know.
I don't think
that's
I'm going to find it any time soon.
I know, that's the best part of life. You realize you kind of lost your mind, and then you're like, you know what? What can I do about it? It's great. Insanity is great.
Yes.
That's the best moment. That's the best moment you'll ever have, I think, when you just let it go.
Oh, wow. So, all right, guys. So, being that this is our last show on the day before Thanksgiving, what's everyone's big plans for Thursday? I mean, I know I'm traveling back to Auburn to see family and friends. And Karen, are you heading back to Texas or?
I'm not. I'm actually going to. I don't know. We're going to a war zone.
I feel like I'm a freaking. I feel like I'm in Baghdad over here. What's going on?
Bing, bing.
Katrina got us
both.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I was in the hood.
It's all right.
But I'm back.
No, I am not going back to Texas. I'm going to Texas for Christmas, but we are going to visit my boyfriend's family in Bakersfield, California. Woo-hoo!
Oh,
so I'm very excited.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, good, because then when you get bored, you can come up to Vegas and see me.
Exactly. I'm actually very excited to go to Bakersfield because I absolutely adore his family and... There's going to be too much food and too much drink, and it's just going to be fun. So it'll be nice to just get out of the city a little bit. I mean, you guys all know I've been, like, crazy busy the last month, and I just was, like, all last week, like, leading up to the shoot, I was like, I can't wait to get to Bakersfield. Because it, like, just solidified that it was, like, a little vacation for me.
Right.
I feel you. Okay, besides burying your bodies.
Yeah, I don't cook, and so I'm going out to dinner.
Are you kidding?
Aww.
Me and Dad and Fifi are going out, and hopefully I won't get drunk like I did last year and start dropping F-bombs at the dinner table.
Uh-oh.
During Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh.
I don't usually say bad words, and I've never said a bad word in front of my daddy, the pastor, But for some reason, last Thanksgiving, we went to a restaurant where I knew the head chef and I knew all the waiters and I knew everybody that worked there, and they kept sending over shots and drinks and all kinds of stuff. And for some reason, I was feeling lucid and I said the F word a bunch of times. I don't know why. So my goal this year, my New Year's resolution, is not to say the F-bomb over Thanksgiving dinner in front of my dad's pastor.
Well, you'll have to let us know next Monday how that works out.
I'll let you know how that goes. Yeah, there will be far less alcohol this year involved.
Oh, honey, see, y'all should have just came to my house and had dinner with us, and then you could drink
right,
and F-bomb and all you want.
Yeah, it would be.
Oh,
but
no,
then
God
Daddy
forbid.
Would have to be at home alone.
Well, no, he could come too.
Well, he has
I'm
to
not
go
sure
to
he's
going to
fit in being
it.
A pastor in a house full of gays, but
have
I mean, it could be a neat experience for him. Be an eye opener.
Yeah,
sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he grew up on the set with me. He's used to it.
Honey, when he gets my fat ass hanging on a pole in the dining room.
Oh, man.
Bye, guys.
Wow. So, I mean, you guys feel like. Here, Jeff mentioned about plenty of food and drink. He's not kidding. Like, I just came back from the liquor store probably 4 hours ago on my way home from work for him and dropped a good $150 on just vodka. Just vodka.
Oh,
didn't touch
wow.
any rum or gin or whiskey or scotch. That's just vodka.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of damn vodka. Even premium top shelf vodka, that's a lot of vodka.
well,
we're
talking about
for New Year's.
What about middle
oh,
shelf?
Yeah.
What about middle shelf?
Because Michael doesn't have tax. He doesn't have tax where he lives, and the alcohol's cheaper. So I'm like, well, shit, you get it, and we'll start
like
shoveling
that.
It back to New York now so that come New
go.
Year's Eve, you know, we'll have a full bar.
Yeah, I talk back about Massachusetts all the time, but that's the one thing I can at least give them props for is they don't tax the liquor. They don't tax the liquor.
That's so crazy. Like, that's crazy, but that's so smart because, tax on liquor out here in California, it's like almost 10%. California's
taxed,
oh,
my God.
You know, yes, it's 9.75%. So, trust me, I would drive to Massachusetts if I could get a saving.
Good Lord, 9.75. I thought 8%
was bad. Yeah, no, the sales tax, and even in some areas out here, the sales tax is, like, ridiculous. Like, it's over 10%. It's crazy. Yeah,
okay,
crazy.
Maybe I'm
it's
not moving like to LA.
They're hurting. Yeah, they're hurting.
I'll be in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
You won't miss the traffic in LA.
Oh, no.
Oh, see, this is why I did the other reason. There will be deaths. Okay, people will get killed because I will be ramming people off the fucking road. Happy holidays, now get the fuck out my way.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
Yeah,
well,
I feel pretty bad out here. Pretty bad.
Yeah, the other day we had a rehearsal. It took me 2.5 hours to drive 21 miles.
Oh, hell no. See, I would have went back.
2.5 hours, 21 miles. I was like, oh, I'm leaving an hour early to go 20 miles. I'm fine. Yeah, no. It was awful.
That sounds sort of like what I go through every day. I feel your pain, Katrina. Like, it's so hit or miss. Like, I try to, you know how sometimes, like, if you drive to almost the same place, like, every day, you can almost sort of start to predict the traffic patterns where, you know, if you leave just 10 minutes earlier, you're going to be ahead of the traffic, so you'll be there, like, a half an hour earlier. No, I don't understand Massachusetts. It gives me a headache. I don't know what they're doing. But, like, it's hit or miss. Some days there's absolutely no traffic on 95. Some days it's a friggin' parking lot. I don't understand it.
I like traffic because I can mess with other cars. Like, I like to throw stuff on them and then turn away like it wasn't me, roll up my window real quick.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Get out the car.
Not anything major, like gum or a milkshake. Like, I don't throw change or anything loud or scary.
Oh, no change, but just milkshake.
If you're not doing that, it's kind of funny. Boy, there was a time when I would throw these gummy frogs out my window and onto other cars' windshield, and the gummy frog would, like, catch, and it would freak them out. I like to mess with people in traffic. I like to, like, sing like a maniac. I do stuff. Yeah? Go ahead.
I'm a little bit more road rage than that. Like, I'll fuck with people in a different way. Like, if you're trying to merge into my lane, I will, like, speed up and match your speed so that you can. And then if you try to slow down, I'll slow down. I fuck
you're
with people
so mean
a little bit.
I'm
terrible.
When people give me the finger, which is really often, I like to blow them a kiss.
I get
a fairly
like,
large
amount
of finger. Hello,
I
love you too.
I am not a bridge person. I do not do them well. And I got stuck coming back in from Canada, from Niagara Falls, on the big-ass Rainbow Bridge in traffic. All of my cohorts that are in the car have passed out, and I got bored. So in the car next to me was this girl who she just happened to have a great week. So I struck up a conversation about where she got her hair did.
I like that plan. I'll tell you
I'm
right on my weave.
I'll start talking to people and have a conversation. Why not?
Smart.
Oh, Lord. All right, guys. Well, who's ready for a little bit of turkey trivia?
All right.
I know. He just all so terribly said it. All right, so I've got some.
We're like,
womp.
We're like, it's time for the end of the week. We want to go party.
Fun fact about Thanksgiving. You guys in the chat room can participate as well. Grab a pen and a paper. So, all right. First question. When do Canadians celebrate Thanksgiving?
Oh, shit.
They don't, because this is an American holiday, right?
No, they do. They do.
Well, they have their equivalent, right?
Right. The I guess I should.
On my birthday, because I'm a Tasmanian devil.
What? It's like in a whole different month.
It is. You're close.
September?
October.
Not. When in October?
October 31st.
I should know this because my friend Kathleen, if you're listening, hey boo, is from California. We met at a New Kids on the Block concert in Buffalo, and we've made friends since. And she,
oh my god.
And I totally. We met at a concert, like outside waiting at their buses for them to come out. Like
that's
3 years
funny
ago, and we've been friends since. It's ridiculous. Oh god, October 6th?
Well, think of it as, you know how Thanksgiving in the United States is always the last Thursday of the month? Well, it's sort of the same way in Canada. It's not necessarily a specific date, but it's always the same day of the same week every month. And it is in October.
I give up.
October 32nd.
Second Monday.
Oh, you're actually right. Oh, my God.
Second Monday.
All right. Okay,
thank
so
you,
this
Wikipedia
is for... Oh,
what did he win?
Fight me.
What did he win?
I know I gave you this. He
okay
wins a bottle of, what the hell, vodka did I just buy? Puritan?
I was going to say a lifetime supply of Rice-A-Roni.
I should have. Yeah, oh, I wish.
Okay.
So here's the way. Well, I'll remember. Thanksgiving is in Canada on the same day as Columbus Day for us.
Ooh. Nice.
So, and every Columbus Day here, it's Thanksgiving in Canada.
What do we care about Canadian holidays anyway?
Michael. He comes up with this shit.
No offense to our listeners in Canada. All right. So,
I know.
All right.
Viva la Canada.
Okay. Well, Aaron, you'll like this one then. This is an American question. Who was the first Who was the first United States president to declare a national day of Thanksgiving? And I'll give you choices. Was it A, George Washington, B, Abraham Lincoln, C, Franklin D. Roosevelt, or D. Rutherford B. Hayes?
I'm sorry, what was the question? I wasn't listening.
Who was the first U.S. president to declare a national day of Thanksgiving? George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or Rutherford B. Hayes?
I say D.
I say
Rutherford
D.
Because I like the name Rutherford.
I'm just picking something else. If we all pick one of us will be right. We all pick one.
I wonder
one
what
of us
his
will
wife
right.
says.
Okay,
oh,
wait.
Rutherford.
I'm going
wow.
to guess.
Rutherford.
You're not going to find it on Wikipedia, you asshole.
He's looking for it.
I am. I don't.
George Washington.
Oh, wow.
George Washington. I mean, I think the clue in this would be who was the first U.S. president.
Yeah, but I didn't know if it was, like, declared, like, a national holiday. Like, you know, I was thinking someone eventually
yeah.
was like, let's make this a holiday
yeah.
so we can have the day off.
Yeah. Maybe they want to
make a little bit of history for you. A little bit of history. I'm going to punish you guys since y'all got it wrong.
Damn sure I'm not good at U.S. history.
George Washington was the first president to declare a national day of Thanksgiving in 1789. But it didn't become an annual holiday until President Abraham Lincoln issued his Thanksgiving Proclamation in 1863. So, all right. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. Maybe this ought to be interesting. Friendly natives from which tribe were invited to the Pilgrims' Thanksgiving celebration? Think back to, like, first and second grade here, folks. I know for Jeff it's going back about 50 or 60 years, but all right. So,
wait, what was the question? I wasn't listening again. I was looking, trying to look up the answer to the last
okay.
question.
All right. What was the name of the Native American tribes, the first Native American tribe that was invited to the Pilgrims' Thanksgiving celebration? Was it? Actually, that's wrong. That's wrong.
The Navajos?
No. I got choices. Would you like to hear the choices? All right. We got All right. A, Wampanoag. B, Iroquois, which we already eliminated. C, Patuxet. And D, Algonquin.
Wampanoag. No, Algonquin. No, Wampanoag.
I have no idea.
Which one are you going to pick? We going with Wampanoag? Is that your final answer?
Wampanoag.
That's your final answer.
Wampanoag.
You guys are right. It is Wampanoag. Oh, wow. According to Edward Winslow's account of the event, some 90 members of the Wampanoag tribe, including their chief, Massasoit, attended the Pilgrims' 1621 Thanksgiving celebration. Okay, all right, this is an easy one, and if you guys don't get this, then y'all need to move to Canada. I'm sorry. All right, so...
I don't think I'm allowed now.
Probably not. They closed the border. As soon as they heard
Canada.
That, they closed the border. All right, what did the Pilgrims call their new colony? Was it A, Plymouth Colony, B, Jamestown, C, Roanoke, or D, Cape Cod?
Why is that? I can never listen to the question. Fraggle
Rock.
I'm
going to go with Cape Cod because it involves alcohol and it's vodka. I like vodka and I like cranberry juice too.
It's not Cape Cod.
Jamestown.
So not Jamestown.
Plymouth Rock?
Yes, Plymouth Rock. Wow.
Okay, you know what rocks about that? I totally did not even hear the question.
I said Fraggle Rock. Doesn't that count?
Fraggle Rock. Right.
You guys don't remember, like, when Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492 that he landed on a rock called Plymouth?
Yeah, with the
new
name
of
Maria.
Oh, see, if I would have listened to the question, I would have known the right answer, because I'm a genius, and I teach that in daycare.
Okay. All right. This next one is a gimme.
Not really.
Because I pretty much gave you guys the answer in the last one that I read the explanation to. Which United States president established, keyword established, Thanksgiving as an annual holiday? Now, we know that George Washington declared Thanksgiving a holiday, but which president established it? Was it A, George Washington, B, Abraham Lincoln, C, Franklin D. Roosevelt, or D, Rutherford B. Hayes?
Rutherford.
Oh, I already know the answer.
I have no idea.
Care to share
Rutherford.
With the class?
Okay,
Rutherford.
Wait. Are you asking what it became a federal holiday? Michael, are you
right,
saying what it became a... Oh, that's Roosevelt.
No.
Yeah, it is.
An annual holiday.
When they unified the four states. Okay, then it's Lincoln.
There you go, Mr. Wikipedia.
Thank you.
He probably just asked one of his little kids that he babysits.
Jennifer in the chat room had it right. She said Lincoln.
If he's going to ask all these dumbass questions, you know my answer is just going to stay on Wikipedia from now on, because none of us ever know the damn answers to this shit.
I know. Please do. Please.
Oh, God.
All
right.
Smart.
Okay. Well, we need Michael Fishman back on here. He would have knew all of these. Just saying.
I know.
He's
kind of
crazy.
He's such a brainiac.
People don't know that, though.
Oh, right. We don't know either. We're just assuming. Allegedly.
You might find out. I don't know. At the end of December. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Just a lucky guy.
Maybe. All right.
He might be really great
at
New Year's Eve trivia. I don't know.
Katrina, you should know this one, because you just talked about. We're talking about boats.
What about a hot dog?
No, boats.
Monkey.
What was the name of the ship the pilgrims took to reach America? Was it the Speedwell? Arr, the Bounty,
Mayflower.
Shiver me timbers. The Godspeed?
Mayflower.
Yes, the Mayflower. Who said that?
The Mayflower.
Me, Karen.
Yeah, that's the
Karen got it right. Let me find the thing.
Woohoo, finally.
Did she get another bottle of something?
I don't know. Did I get a bottle of vodka?
What did she get out of this?
You want me to mail you one?
She gets paid. Karen, you're the lucky winner of the MP3 download of the Justin Bieber holiday album. Under the
mistletoe.
Michael, you should have made it more fun. You should have gave her a download of Crush.
Come on, I'd rather have the vodka.
Oh, God. No, Karen, I'm going to get you a one-month trial subscription to Netflix, where the only thing you're going to get to watch is the Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the vodka.
Well, okay,
if you
Karen, for Christmas.
Vodka first, you'll see twice as many Power Rangers.
That's funny.
All right. So let's see how well you guys were paying attention to some of these last questions.
We weren't.
In what year did the Pilgrims celebrate their first Thanksgiving? In what year did the Pilgrims celebrate their first Thanksgiving? Is it A, 1620? Is it B, 1621? Or C, 1622? Or D, 1630?
1621.
1630.
1621.
Woo!
That's not what I
have.
All right. So this one actually has to do with this coming Friday. In 1941, the U.S. Congress passed a resolution making Thanksgiving Day the fourth. It doesn't have anything to do with the president. Oh, God. In 1941, the U.S. Congress passed a resolution making Thanksgiving Day the fourth Thanksgiving in November rather than the last. What was the purpose of this change? Was it A, to avoid potential snowstorms in the north, B, to avoid heavy rains in the south, C, to extend the Christmas shopping season,
or
D, you go with D?
Go ahead. Go give us D.
All right. It's D. Survey says it is D.
Of course. It's
they needed them
at
the economic boost.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, are they picking the winner? Did they just pick the winner? I think Ricky Lake just won, maybe.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I know. You
What's
guys
going
know
on?
About the business.
all right. Well, that's, all right.
Like
so that's all I got for...
Go ahead and tell me.
That's all I got for the Thanksgiving trivia, guys.
Okay. Well, let's wait till he comes back and see how excited he is or how mad he is. Then we'll know who
well,
won.
Well, yeah, we'll have to see because I'm anxious to know as well. But while we're waiting for Jeff to come back with our exciting news, what are you guys all thankful for this holiday? I mean, Thanksgiving is sort of like, you know, that time of season when we all start thinking about friends and family and life and everything. And let's go around our little proverbial table. What are you guys thankful for? Katrina, we'll start with you.
I'm thankful for my dad being healthy because it was a rough year for that. I'm thankful to still have Fifi, who is old enough to vote. I'm thankful for really amazing people in my life, amazing friends and family and new friends like you guys. And I'm thankful to embark on 2012 because I think it's going to be an amazing year.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for all my shoes.
of course. Gotta have the shoes.
Right.
Gotta have the shoes. So, Karen, what about you?
You know, I'm thankful for so much. I'm thankful, obviously, for the progress we've made with grown-ups. I mean, we're entering the editing phase, and we still got a long road ahead, but, you know, my goal was always to have it, you know, have everything shot before Thanksgiving, before the holidays. Like, it's been such a hard road, and we still got a mountain to climb, but it's so wonderful, like Katrina said, to have so many, you know, great friends that are involved in the project, and just so I have so many great and wonderful friends and family that have just been so supportive of me still after all these years pursuing my dreams. Like, it's one of those things I hear about people who don't have that support system. And the fact that I've got the most amazing support system, the fact that my mom and my sisters were, like, you know, just, like, over the moon excited about what we had accomplished. You know, it's just so amazing to have that kind of support system and to have all these new friends like you guys, you know. It's just amazing. Like, I have an amazing life. I've got an amazing boyfriend. And, I mean, it's just one of those things where you work so hard, and to be able to see some of the fruits of your labor, it's cool. I'm so thankful for that. And I'm so thankful that it's affecting so many people. Like, there's so many people involved in this project, and they're all like, I hope it goes, you know? So it wouldn't just be my
perspective.
Yeah. It'd be like so many people are, like, on the, you know, on board, you know, rooting us along. So, you know, it's going to be something. I can't wait to see it all put together.
Me either. I'm so excited.
I know, right?
Yeah, I think we're all actually, you know, seriously, like, chomping at the bit on the edge of our seats waiting for this moment, you know? And that's, like, on my list. I have so many things to be thankful for, you know? I mean, obviously, you know, to be thankful for friends and family and new people in my life that I've met through this radio show, specifically, you know, you, Karen, and Katrina, and to be able to be part of this whole ride and adventure with you guys through the grown-up phase, which, you know, Jeff and I came into it, like, almost right at the foundation stage when you were really getting everything built. I can't speak tonight. Built. And, you know, going from the ground up. We're so lucky to be able to be a part of that. But, of course, you know, ultimately, you know, friends and family and the fact that, you know, we're all able to touch people's lives, even in the smallest way. And I, you know, said this in a newspaper article a couple of months ago that they did on our show here, that ultimately my goal was to, even in the smallest way, be able to reach out and just make people's days maybe just a little bit brighter or a little bit happier, you know, to give them something after they've worked a long, you know, 10, 12-hour shift at work, to come home at night, unwind with a little bit of something in the glass, and just say, you know, those folks at Unscripted Radio, they just make me lose my ass, you know? And that's all I got I can hope for.
Yeah.
That's it. But that's just being awful quiet. I don't know if he hung up on us or
I did
or
not
what he
hang
did.
Up. I'm right here.
So tell us your
all right, well, yeah. Before you tell us your sappy, thankful story, who won?
Not Ricky.
It was that damn Kardashian, wasn't it?
Out of the three of them, JR, Rob, and Ricky, Ricky was, I guess, on the bottom. So it's
really
JR and Rob. So I'm never watching Dancing with the Stars again. Christy Ellie didn't win. Ricky Lake didn't win. I'm not watching this shitty show anymore. I don't care.
You don't know who won yet?
No. But as soon as we do, I will let you know. They're coming back doing their final dance, and they're going to tell us the sons of bitches. I hope they all rock.
Well, so
happy
this
Thanksgiving
is
to you
based...
fuckers, too.
Ooh. So so the voting is based off of what the scores were last night, and then also the, like, the text votes and the phone votes and the ABC.com votes, right?
There was 50% judges, 50% audience. Like, the audience voted last night. So their scores counted 50%, and then what the judges voted last night and tonight was the other 50.
Okay. Well, we already know from that then, at least, that Kardashian was ahead because he got,
still
like,
don't
perfect
get it
score.
Because,
but, yeah.
What if somebody wins by, like, a million votes, but then they lose by, like, one judge's point? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't think they ever exactly explained the full process. But, all right, Jeff, we all went around our proverbial table and said what we were thankful for, but we haven't heard from you yet. So, Dish.
Oh, I am thankful for rainbows and gumdrops and sunshine and world peace. Oh, wait, we don't have world peace, so I guess I'm not thankful for that. No. Truly.
We don't get a lot of rainbows either. We got a lot of smogs over here.
Well, honey, if you what was it, Jake's show last Friday? I told him that I was going to start blowing sunshine up everybody's ass, or rainbows or something. He was like, it's not awful or whatever. No, but truly, I'm really thankful for all of you. This has been a great ride. It's definitely been interesting the last couple of months, and it's just been fun, and thank you. You know, to all the listeners, Michael Fishman, Jake, Jenny Pentland. I mean, everybody's just been amazing and just so willing to, like, go above and beyond the things they need to do for a radio show that none of us are getting paid to do yet. So, I mean, truly, I'm just thankful for all the new people that we've met through the show and in our lives. And, you know, like, I'm thankful that I'm still alive after all the crazy shit I've done, you know, and have a great house and a business that is able to sustain the new house mortgage, you know, and I'm thankful that we're all here together, and, you know, it's a new start, and I'm really looking forward to what's to come. I don't know. I'm all distracted over Ricky Lake. I was trying to be all sentimental and trying to make the girls cry, but it just wasn't working. I'm sorry. Okay. Wow, that was an awkward silence. Well, what a mess. I don't know. I think it's been fun, you know, and I'm just so glad that we've all got to do this together. Truly. I think it's been fun.
Yeah.
Lots of fun, guys.
Especially when Michael comes up with these random-ass trivia questions that none of us know what the hell the answer is to.
They like it in the chat room. They follow along. What can I say?
Aww. It's all for them.
So, and make sure, everybody, that if you're listening, go back, because we're going to be off Thursday night. There will actually be no show even broadcasting. It's going to be weird. But we're back on Friday. But make sure you go back. If you're bored and you miss us, go to the on-demand episodes and catch up with some of the past ones you may have missed, especially those of you that have just come on when Katrina joined us. There's a whole bunch of shows y'all have missed, so get on them on-demands and listen. And when the ad pops up for the link, and you click on that ad and go get us some money, honey. We love you.
That's right.
Absolutely. We actually have an interesting show planned for tomorrow night. It's going to be a special encore presentation. You guys actually find it really informative. Back in July, shortly after we went live, we had Dr. Brian Landers on, who came over to our show to talk to us about this Body by Vi challenge. It's a great sort of like a weight loss, and not even about weight, but like balance and trimming the fat and building muscle. And it's a diet based around these all-natural shakes. So he's going to call in. Jeff actually tried these shakes, and he said they're flipping amazing.
Fantastic, and I cannot wait to start it. I think I'm going to do January 1st. I want to see if we can get some people on board, some listeners that want to do it, and we'll all do it together, and we'll keep track on the air.
Oh, that sounds fun. I'm down to lose a pound.
Exactly. Me too. I'm going for it.
Absolutely. So Dr. Brian Landers, it's going to be an encore episode. Tune in, you guys, listen to it. What?
Nothing. Go on. Bye, guys.
Poughkeepsie. So it's going to be a great show. Tune in. Listen to it. It's very informative, very smart. You'll get to hear me talk about calories and soy and organic food and asparagus. It's craziness. So that's tomorrow. And, of course, as Jeff said, Thursday we're not going to be here. But then Friday, we have a very special, brand-new Black Friday extravaganza episode that will knock your socks off. Knock your socks off. What can I say? Other mm-hmm. than we are pretty much...
I'm out of control!
All I know is I'm going to go through withdrawal. By Saturday, I'm going to be, like, pounding my head against the wall, missing the fact that we're not on air.
Aww. I know, but you know what? You guys have a safe and wonderful holiday. Eat lots of food, and then in the new year, we'll all work it off.
Yeah, it gives you time to digest all the food that you're going to eat.
Yeah. Honey, I'm going to just try not to have a hangover come Monday.
It'll give you time to digest all the alcohol that you can drink.
Oh, it's going to be bad. I'm excited. It's going to be a riot. Katrina and Karen. Honey, you'll be getting the drunken photos. You're going to be like, what the hell is wrong with those two?
They already know. They both, well, Jeff, you got it too, in the Facebook. They got a photo of me today out in the plaza taking a photo outside of a bridal store with a cardboard cutout of Taylor Lautner. So.
This morning at like 8:30 a.m., Joe sends me this picture of me with a paper bag on my head and a drink in my hand from this past weekend, and I had no. I'm like, what the hell is this?
I saw that picture.
Why is there a paper bag on my head?
I didn't get a hat. I need a coffee.
I thought it was a chef's hat.
Mama was a little drunk.
A little bit. Oh, wow. That is about it for us, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good night, everyone.
Ladies.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Be careful going home, Katrina. When are you leaving?
Oh, really? You're leaving that soon, Katrina?
Nah, she's still here.
Well, no, Karen wanted to know when she was leaving. Oh, they all left. Good night, everybody.